I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. Today we have Laura Pfeiffer from right outside Holt, Michigan. And Laura's holed up in her car, where a lot of moms do a lot of business in Young Living because it's soundproof and you can lock the doors, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Richard. Thank you so much for having me on this call. I am completely honored to be here.
Well, hey, your story is going to be a huge contribution to a lot of people. What we do on the Road to Diamonds interviews is my mission is to interview every diamond and above in Young Living, which I think will be a lifelong pursuit because they're going to be continuing to rank advance faster than I can do them. But yeah, the idea is to give those people that are, you know, executives of silvers, golds, platinums, a lot of different paths and journeys to look at about how are they going to get to diamond. Everybody has a unique journey. And the most important thing about that journey is that you believe that you're going to get there no matter what. And the best way to learn to believe that is to listen to as many success stories as possible. And the fact that they're all different just adds to the wonderfulness of it. So, Laura, we're going to dive into your story. And the first question I have for you is, before Young Living, who were you? Where were you? And what were you doing?
Right before Young Living, I owned a health spa. But I actually went to school and was a social worker. So it's kind of a two, yeah, so it's kind of a little, so we, I went to school and became a social worker. And then we ended up becoming foster parents because we discovered that, well, we were told that we weren't able to have birth children. And so once our foster kids started coming, I had stopped working for the state of Michigan. And I came home, and once we found out we could adopt them, I became a stay-at-home parent. And then from there, once the kids were starting to go to school, I wanted to do something, but I didn't want to become an employee again. I didn't like that. And so I thought, well, let's try self-employed world. And so I went ahead and started a health spa, and I really liked it, and I loved working with people. But in my mind, we had tried different network marketing avenues, companies before, like Amway. I did creative memories for a few years, and I earned some trips from that company and did different things. But they just wasn't giving me, you know, it wasn't giving us the freedom like Young Living has given us.
So how were you introduced to Young Living? Who introduced you? And you can share their name if you want, but the most important thing is, how did you know this person? Mm-hmm. And what did they say to you, Laura, that compelled you to take a look?
Well, different people had been sharing oils with me over the years. And so I knew about them. And then we were going to take a trip. We were going to take our kids to Disney. And this was in October of 2012, and we were going to go in December that year. And I thought, I think I need to go over to, her name is Cricket, because she's just doing Amway and all those things. I knew kind of to seek out the person that was kind of the big deal in the area, if right. you know what I mean. Like,
sure. yeah. Find the most successful person and learn from
them. Exactly. Yeah. So I went over to her house and I said, if this credit card will work, which was our HSA, health savings account, because I didn't want my husband to know what I was doing because we were supposed to be saving all our pennies for Disney trip. And so I gave her the card. I said, if this works, I want to buy one of those kits. If it doesn't, then I have to go home and I won't have a kit. I know, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, okay. So she's like, I've never done one of these before. And I said, well, I guess we're both going to find out. So it went through and I said, awesome. They're going to send me a kit. Okay, great. And then I was walking out the door from Cricket's house. She goes, you know, there's a whole business side to this. And I said, oh no, I'll never do that. I've been there, done those things. Those don't work. And then I left.
Wow. How so, smart of Cricket to tag you. Like, I call it like a little Cupid's arrow to tag the customer with the seed of the income opportunity and just let it germinate.
Yes. Yes, that was good.
So how did it evolve from there?
Yep. Through the first couple of years, I like I said, I had this help spot. And so I would have people come in and I'd be working on my clients. And so I just shared a little bit with people. She asked me if she could have a display sign in my office. And I said, oh, sure, that's fine, because I like the oils. And so people would ask me about that in my office. And I'm like, yeah, you have these oils. And so I didn't even know how to sign people up, do any of that. And I just used them and shared my testimonies of how much our family loved them. And so one day I had this coupon. Back in the day, they offered these coupons to give to somebody if they wanted to sign up with their starter kit. And so I said to my friend, well, she had been coming into my office. I said, hey, I have this coupon. Do you want a kit? And she's like, okay, sure. And I said, I have no idea how to do this. Let me just dial up the company and hand you the phone. And so the first 6 to 7, 8 people, that's how I did it. I didn't even log into the computer. I didn't know any of that. So
yeah. There is a unique path to diamond when you find a prospect. First, wait for the free coupon to come from the company. And then when you find a prospect, call the company and hand the phone to your prospect.
Yeah.
Hope for the best.
That's right. And luckily they connected my friends to me, you know, it all worked
right.
out.
They enrolled them under you. That was nice of Young Living.
Right.
So that was your first 2 years. What happened, Laura, maybe this story is leading up to it. What happened that you changed your perception, your mindset about the income opportunity and decided to pursue it intentionally?
So two of those 6 people that signed up with me that wanted kits, they both came to me the same month. So it would have been the fall of 2013. And they came to me and said, we have other people who want to get these kits. How do we do it? And I said, I have no idea. Let me ask Cricket to come in and maybe she'll meet with you guys. So she did. Well, my office at this point was like one large room. So it was those two sitting at my desk talking with Cricket about the business, and I'm still working on my clients in the same office space, and I could hear everything.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I was working, and I'm like, oh, if those two are going to do this, I'm going to have to do this. You've got to learn how to do this, Laura. You've got to get your act together. So that really just lit it under me. And so I asked Cricket for any kind of business materials. What do you got? I need to learn, because after doing Amway and all their leadership stuff, I knew I needed materials and all the things to learn.
What did she give you? Did she give you anything that made a big difference?
Yes, it was your book, The 4-Year Career.
Oh, I'm glad I asked that question.
And so I read your book within, I don't know, it's you know, couple hours. I loved it. And I was like, oh, if these people can do this, I went to college for four and a half years for my undergrad, and then I got my master's degree. It just completely, it made sense what you were saying in the whole book. And so that just lit a fire under me.
And so what did you do from that point? So are you still about 2 years in to your Young Living career at the point that you decided to launch?
Yes, I was still 2 years in.
So what did your first year of building intentionally look like? What did you do? What kind of pace did you work at? What were your successes? What were your setbacks?
Mm-hmm. So when I first decided to do this, I asked Kirk, I said, would you be willing to come in and teach a couple classes a month at my health spa? And she said, sure. And my very first class, it was completely packed out with people. Like, there was no room in my large one-room office space.
We had How did you get all those people to show up?
Well, all of my couple people invited their people. And then I had invited people by Facebook or personal invite, different things. But we were packed. And then all of a sudden, and I'm still like questioning, am I really doing this? I don't know. Am I doing this? And so after the class, people just started bringing up their applications to become members. And after I had like 3, 4, 5 applications in my hand, I was like, this thing's the real deal. Like, this isn't a joke here.
Yep. Right.
So that really like helped me light another fire. And after that, I decided to, use the skills that I had learned from Amway, the leadership development piece. I put those into play. And then what I did for Young Live or Creative Memories to be successful is I taught 10 Creative Memories classes a month. So I thought, if I do those two pieces that I learned from those two companies and flip it over to Young Living, I wonder what will happen. So maybe I can cut this four-year career book into half.
So tell me specifically, what did you implement from Amway? And yeah. I'm assuming you implemented 10 classes a month from mm-hmm. Creative Memories. But what specifically did you implement from Amway?
It was just the leadership development pieces. Like, Amway is all about pushing the leadership on you, and you attend these meetings and you attend all these convention things, and they just talked about growth and personal development, and I read all the books, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, and
right. Did you start promoting those books to your team? Did you start taking team members to events? How did you deploy that philosophy into your team?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I just started putting action, like I started doing the classes first.
Right.
And then eventually we found out there was a diamond in Michigan, and we're like, she has a conference. My friend Amanda and I am like, we should go to that. Like, that's super important. So we got in the car and we drove, and it just was two of us.
Yep.
And then from my experience was, and she was selling tickets for her next event, I said, you buy a 10 pack, I'm going to buy a 10 pack, and we're going to fill these seats. We're going to sell all these 10 pack tickets.
Smart.
So we did. So super smart. Time, we were bringing back more and more people.
Yeah. So there's a lot of events in Young Living, like Diamond Bound and Ignite and Melissa Popping's event. And that's so smart to take train loads of people to those events, because those are like mini conventions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so astute of you, Laura, that is actually how Amway built Amway, is just keep taking people to events after event after event. And sooner or later, oftentimes sooner, people get it. The lights come on and they go to work.
Yes.
So where were you, if you remember, after your first year of intentional building? So it'd be about year 3. Do you remember your rank or anything about your build?
Mm-hmm. So it was after I hit executive. At that point, they had that silver and six you get the silver in 6 months, you get this oil case thingy, right? And so, oh my word, the second I turned executive, it was like, I was like, okay, you have to get that. So you're going to do whatever it takes to get that. And so I ended up, I'm like, you got to teach 10 classes a month and you've got to do all these things. So I did. And I ended up getting silver in 3 months.
Wow.
And 3 months after that, so it would have been 6 months, right? It was gold. And then a few months after that was platinum.
Wow.
Continuing to do 10, 10, 10, 10 every month.
So you must have done a great job of inspiring leadership beneath you on your team, because you don't get that kind of rank advancement unless you have people rank advancing under you.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to inspire your team besides take them to events? What did you do to turn people's lights on and build belief that they could actually go beyond just being a customer and successfully build a team? How did you motivate them?
So I asked, it was right after I was, a couple months after I was gold, I decided I wanted to do some coaching, because that was another thing I was trained in, was life coaching. And I love coaching people. And so I put it out there, my whole team, would anybody like one-on-one coaching time? And all my slots filled up. And I would coach, and I was still had my office at this point, right? So I was still seeing clients, trying to manage, you know, my family with four boys. And then I'm like, okay, so you're going to block off. I blocked off every Wednesday, and I coached from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. I had every hour filled with a person. And we did that probably for a couple of years. We did the one-on-one coaching, and we set goals for them every week. And yeah.
That's pretty amazing. So coaching is like a secret sauce for you, one-on-one. And I'm assuming in those sessions, what you focused on was asking people, what do you want? What are you willing to do to get there? What are you afraid of?
Yeah.
What are you frustrated? So can you give us a sense of what those conversations sounded like?
Sure. So I would, at the when we first started, I always did like an intake form, and I would find out their information, and then I would find out, okay, what is some of your long-term goals? And then I would break it down into short-term goals. And then I would just find out, what would you like to accomplish this year while we're coaching? And so we just kept breaking goals down into smaller chunks. And then we would take those smaller goals and break them down into weekly goals. And we'd focus on three aspects of being able to get there. But it was just three simple goals that they could work on that week until we talked the next week.
So you coached people every week one-on-one?
I did, over the phone.
Wow, fantastic. Good for you. That's secret sauce leverage stuff. That's where leaders are developed. Events, one-on-one coaching. So what did it look like going from platinum to diamond? How long did that take?
That took a little longer. That took, let's see, 15, 17, about 2 years.
2 years past platinum.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because, 2015, I was a platinum, and then 17, we hit diamond.
Do you remember how many people you took with you from your team to convention every year?
Every year those numbers grew. So 2015 was my first convention, and that was when I was a platinum. And so we had, we probably had 20, and that was in Texas. About 20, maybe some people. And then they just grew from there. So probably maybe doubled the next year, 40. And then I guess they just kept doubling for a little bit. So 20, 40, then 60 probably. And we've been close to 100 in the past.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Last year was 100, so.
That's great. And this year, probably the biggest ever. So one of the stats, Laura, that I looked at in yours was that you have in your career personally sponsored, I might have it wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, about 80 people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that's probably the biggest challenge that everybody has that is on their road to Diamond is, you know, we sponsor a few people and we hope those people will advance and carry us to our advancement. And if there's one thing that I've learned from interviewing hundreds of people that are successful in many different companies is there's always a compressed period of time, usually the first 24 months of the intentional build, maybe not the entire career, where the person who becomes successful compresses and personally enrolls enough people so they end up with the leaders. So you personally enrolled 80 people. Out of those 80 people, how many did you actually get that are building on their own? How many leadership legs did you end up with where you might still be supporting them, but those leaders are actually driving those legs with growth?
I would say 5.
Yeah, that's about, yeah. And you know what? That is almost dead on what everybody else gets, is okay. Somewhere between 5 and 7% of the people we personally enroll go on to build a team. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that from a strategy, step one is I need to get 3 legs going. Okay, well, that probably means you need to personally enroll about 60 people. And then if you want 4 legs, you need to personally enroll 80 people. And if you want 5, 100. And if you want 6, 120. Mm-hmm. And so once people come to grips with that, you had the advantage of having experience from Amway and Creative Memories, knowing that you probably needed to do that. How did you keep your focus on personal enrollments? And where did you find the people? This is a 3-part question. It's a mindset. How did you get the mindset to personally recruit and keep it? Where did you find the people? Which is kind of a who's buried in Grant's tomb kind of question. And what did you say to people to inspire them just to take a look?
So I would find people generally from Facebook. Facebook was big because I had a large network and then I loved teaching classes. So I would focus on health and wellness is one of my passions. And so it just went hand in hand and people would come to me or I would, you know, talk to them about natural health and it would incorporate the oils or I would just let people try an oil. Deep Relief I've had so many signups because of Deep Relief. I roll that on their neck and they're like, oh my word, I need this. And I'm like, right? You do. It's amazing. I call it my personal crack. I hope it was that. But it's just so good. So just being a product of the product and showing my passion. So that's how I would find people.
So basically, if you're doing 10 classes a month, that's 2.5 classes a week. So you would set those classes and then just invite people to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So
how often did you have no shows? Like nobody showed up?
Oh, yeah. So I purposely set 10 a month, knowing that I could have 1 to 2 to 3, maybe no shows at a class, or I might have classes where nobody signs up. They didn't want to become a member and it just wasn't flowing that night, you know?
Right.
So I purposely did that so I would have at least 6 to 8 classes a month that I could fall on, back on, and know that my business grew that month.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, so Diamond in, it sounds like 3 years, 4 years? 3 years?
Yeah, 14 to 17. So yeah, 3-ish years.
Wow, fantastic. Congratulations. So what's next for you, Laura? What are you, I know you got a pretty good family. You have four foster sons?
Yeah, we adopted 4 of them, and then we've just added a 5th one for the school year.
Wow.
17-year-old. We're not going to adopt him. He'll be 18, so, you know. So, we're busy sports family. Our kids love sports. We have baseball tonight, football, all the sports.
Right.
But I have big goals, and I plan to go to RCD, you know, take our team there, and but next stop, of course, is Crown. And
what's your primary strategy for getting to Crown? What are you going to take from everything you've learned and deploy for that road?
My strategy is to help my team become product users and just become passionate about the products like I am.
Yep. And how do you do that?
I try to do weekly educations within my team Facebook group, you know, that way. We've also, people are not necessarily seeing Facebook posts anymore. It's a little harder than it was a few years ago.
Right.
And so I hired an assistant last year to develop texting classes through Project Broadcast. So I have several educational classes through texting that my team can plug into, including business growth and all kinds of classes. So I'm just really focusing on reaching, if everyone could just reach one person, that's going to be our journey.
Yep, for sure. Hey, that's beautiful. And I love, Laura, that I love the way you've embraced the income opportunity and the leadership and the build, but you haven't moved away from the bedrock of Young Living, which is people that are, to their core, passionate about the products, educated on the products, ambassadors for the products. Because in the end, when you look at the numbers, if only 1 out of 20 people go on to build a business, what you got to keep your eye on is, what are the other 19 people doing? And what we want them doing is using the products, because those 19 people make up more sales volume than the one person that goes on to build.
Yes.
So we get the duplication from the 1 out of 20 that goes on to build, but we get the volume from the 19 that don't build. And that only happens when people are deeply steeped in all the distinctions that make Young Living products as profound as they are. Hey, you have a beautiful story, Laura. I thank you so much for joining us on another Road to Diamond interview. People are going to tap into this from all over the world. You're going to inspire somebody next week, next year, 10 years from now. You had some really good lessons in your story. Thanks to your Amway and your Creative Memories experience. You got a great sponsor in Cricut. She did you some big favors. I have one last question for you. And I want you to, this is a question that you're going to answer, but it's going to benefit so many people that are listening, I think, depending on your answer. But so Cricut planted that seed from day one. Hey, there's an income opportunity here. But it took you 2 years to get it. So knowing what you know about the growth, the exponential growth of your business, the timeline, where do you think you would be right now had you got it and executed week one.
That's good. I could be RCB. I see so many people who started the same month, the same year that I started, and they're RCBs. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a piece that, and so, you know, listeners, don't think about that from the standpoint of, oh, what is Laura missing out on? You know, she could be making, you know, five times as much money. Think about it from the standpoint of, had Laura got it and executed in week one, think about the number of people on her team that would be earning $300 a month, $700 a month, $1,500 a month, $3,000 a month, $30,000 a month. That number would be fivefold as well.
Yes.
So, folks, time matters. And the number one thing, observation that I have seen around Young Living is the gestation period from customer to introduction and getting the income opportunity is very often 2 to 3 years.
And I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how long it takes most people to see it. Oh. And that, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Okay, I got started 2 years late. What difference does that make? It makes a difference of millions of dollars, not only to you, but your whole team. Because 2 years of exponential growth, that's diamond to RCD.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Laura, thank you so much. Beautiful story. I look forward to meeting you down the road to Royal Crown Diamond.
Absolutely. We'll see you there.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Richard.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrurank.com. We'll see you there.